gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The Ice Man, I'm back here with the Brimmers, baby. You gon' love it to death. All right, let me sing a verse. She the one with the blue dress song. Oh! She the blue dress song. That long arranger. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but this is some of that rock and roll music.
Welcome to the show, Dickie Lee, the Iceman here, baby. You get on in here and join us for a magic carpet ride through the 1960s and hear some sounds that will bring smiles to your ears. Now, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. We made it through Fun Day Monday, and how about Slug Day Tuesday and Over the Hump Day Wednesday? And then there's Thursday, Do I Really Have to Be Here Day? And how about Friday, TGIF, man? And then there's Saturday, that good old garage rock day. Grab that air guitar, tune it up, and crank up that volume. Now lay it on me, Iceman. What you got for me?
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Gates closed off, mama saw him in the air. Are you ready? We go rock and roll.
Now you, darling, you get in here and get all comfy, baby, because we're going to lay another very cool show on you today. Up first, we're going to go across the pond. The year was 1964, and man, what a group these guys were. They were originally called the Quarrymen, but you just might know them by another name. Say, the group that influenced all of us musicians back in the 60s. The Beatles for you.
Taking you back in time as we rewind the music.
Rock and roll!
Rock and roll!
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
1966.
Up next for all you darlings, we're going to go to the Pacific Northwest. The city, Portland, Oregon, that's where this next group call home, and they were called the Downbeats. And what a garage group they were. Here they are, Portland's own Paul Revere and the Raiders.
She was tight. Well, there's nothing better you ain't tried. The emptiness inside. When you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right.
seem like
kids just keep getting harder to find. And all your kids saying, bring in you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, it's not good kicks. You just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, but it ain't happened yet. So, girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from here. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like
kids just keep getting harder to find. And all your kids saying, bring in you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, you don't need kids to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Kids just keep getting harder to find.
You don't
and
need
all your
kids, girl.
And you be so much
just
before
need
you
help,
find
girl.
Out it's too late,
girl.
You better get straight.
Don't it seem like
kids just keep getting harder to find.
You don't
and
need
all your kids.
Summer never sounded so good.
Oh, yeah!
Good times and great oldies.
Million Dollar Weekend.
Get happy. Yeah.
Now, Dollars, we want to remind you that you're moving and a-grooving with Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby. And also, the Bat Phone is open, so you can call us here at this station and we'll get that request for you. We'll have the Iceman dig through those dumpsters, baby, and then find that great piece of vinyl that you want to hear. From Paul Revere and the Raiders, we're going to go to the East Coast right now. The year was 1965. That's when this group was formed in Garfield, New Jersey. And they were known for their great soul music. In fact, they were one of the better examples of the blue-eyed soul genre. Here they are, the one and only, the Young Rascals. My oh my, ass man, what a sweet, sweet sound. Sweet groove. The blue-eyed soul sounds of the Young Rascals.
Ooh, yeah.
get ready. It's time for some flashes from the past, some moldy oldies, and good old good ones.
That's right, Garage Rock Hands. We're going to lay some good old good ones on you right now. We've had several requests over the last few weeks to do a show that features some of the great garage rock bands out of the San Joaquin Valley. The Iceman and Dickie Lee, well, we like to call these groups California Garage Rock Unknowns. Up first, we're going to go to Sacramento, California. The year was 1966. Here they are, the Coachmen. Digging on this gnarly, street-level, raw garage rock sound. The Coachmen for you.
You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Flashback Weekend.
And now, California Garage Rock Nuggets. Rock Nuggets.
You're gonna have it in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
1969.
Hey, thanks for calling in, guys. We really do appreciate it. And up next, we're going to go from the Nashville music scene to Fresno, California. The show today is going to feature some of the great garage rock unknowns that came from that city. Up first is a group that played at one of the great venues in Fresno. It was called the Rainbow Ballroom. The year, 1969. Here they are, Fresno's own, The Access.
But the sing-a-ling-a thing tonight, yeah. And it's the best when you and me at the baby. I want to show you how to see the price. Shake it, shake it, shake it, baby.
Look out, man.
Here we go, loop-de-loop.
Oh, yeah.
Shake it up, baby. Here we go, loop-de-loop.
Come on, get me.
Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather. Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather. Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather. Shake it, shake it, shake it, baby.
Come on, come on.
Yow.
Here we go, loop-de-loo.
Bessie,
sing it up, baby. Here we go, loop-de-line.
Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather.
Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather. Bend over, let me see you shake your tail feather.
Dancing with all over the neighborhood.
Oh,
why did you ask me, baby? Or did you think I could?
Well, I know that the boogaloo is out of sight, but the shingling a thing tonight.
And if the best was you and me out there, baby, I wanna show you how to shake it up right.
Oh,
wow, what a great rock group. These guys performed up and down the West Coast in the 1960s and also were frequent performers at Disneyland. The Accents.
Another cruising classic.
Put the top down and the radio up. Good times and great oldies.
First band that I can really remember was the aforementioned Jim Kay and the Vibradors. 12 Miles Out with Jerry Satterberg and Tim Harris, who were two of my classmates, started 12 Miles Out. Also here in town is another group that I'm sure you're familiar with, and that's Sedate Sunshine Colony with the late Craig and Jeff Anderson at the helm. Another group that we were very, very familiar with is out of Dinuba, and they were a group of guys that we went to really junior college with, and they were excellent. Then you get into some of the Fresno bands. You know, the names are just legendary almost. You have everybody from the Eastgates, the Ebonites, of course, Jim Duval and the Gauchos, the Jesters, who were out of Dinuba, but then they became kind of the house band at the Crimson Castle. Another group that was pretty popular in Fresno is called Organized Confusion. Ray Camacho and a Teardrop, Ron Pearson and the Rondons, a group you've mentioned many times, the Sullies. I was familiar with a couple of those guys, but the name that I left out of the list was probably my favorite band out of Fresno. The group that I would have to rate as probably number one that I heard of local bands, and that was the Incomparable Roadrunners.
Many thanks to Linda Shaleen, a dear friend of the Ice Band, and Dickie Lee, baby. And he's an aficionado of these garage rock groups from the Valley. And up for you right now, one of the groups he was talking about. The year was 1966, the venue, once again, the Rainbow Ballroom. Here they are, with Randy Hall on lead vocals, the fabulous Roadrunners.
For all the simple things I've done, but if you give me one more chance, I'll make it up to you. Your mother said that you cried all night long. But daddy said he's gonna try to right your wrong. But if you give me one more chance, I'll make it up to you. I'll make it up to you in any way I can. I'm gonna prove to you I'm the right kind of man. Hey. Come on, we're gonna see the preaching man.
With members Randy Hall, Denver Cross, Dale Samieli, and Steve Highcotter, and Bob Triple. An original track by the Roadrunners.
Hey, baby, nothing shaking here but the leaves on the tree. What you got for me?
We love you, Iceman.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Nice music. I just like your music.
You know, it's the music.
That's what makes it so awesome.
Hey, Iceman.
Yeah?
Hey, this is Mark, and hey, I think I got a bromance with you.
Love them. They just play great music that I love. They usually have it on as much as I can.
They're making radio fun again.
Oh, yeah.
It's groovy, man.
I love you, Iceman.
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye.
The memories are here.
And thank you so much for keeping the dream alive, because, you know, it was a dream back then. I look back on it, and when I tell people what I used to do, and they say, well, how was that? And I go, you know, it was the best of times.
Many thanks to Jerry Sadenberg, a member of a great garage rock group based out of Kingsburg, California. They were called 12 Miles Out. Up next, Garage Rock Heads is a group that perform almost exclusively in the Fresno area at places such as the Rainbow Ballroom, the Firehouse, and also the Crimson Castle. Here they are, being fronted by Jerry Sadenberg, 12 Miles Out. The great fusion sounds of 12 Miles Out, with members Charlie Malarian, Sid Samshorian, Chris Jensen, and Jerry Sadenberg.
Fresno, Fresno, that's my hometown.
Currently in Fresno, it's 47 degrees, and that's what's happening today, February 10th, 1968.
Tonight, the gate blows your mind at the Rainbow, the Rainbow, the Rainbow. Hear the magic and music of Steppenwolf. Bus Makes Progress. The Roadrunners.
Baby.
And Bakersfield's own, the Donnybrooks.
I think that I'm...
It's on sale right now at the Rainbow Box Office and throughout tonight. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. I'll see you there.
Now, don't you garage rock heads forget that you're listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby, where we're moving and a-grooving. Now, we're featuring some of the great garage rock unknown bands that came out of Fresno during the 60s and early 70s. We hope you're really digging on some of these sounds. The next two groups that we're going to lay on you were also from Fresno, and what makes them very special was that they introduced us all to this Latin rock sound. And you have to remember, this was many years before Santana. Here they are, Fresno's own Ray Camacho and the Teardrops. Oh yeah, I really dig on that drum intro, man.
Love you, baby. Need you, baby. It's time for me to love you. Come on now, girl, hold me tight. And I need you now, my darling. Cause I know that the feeling is right now. It's a time for me to love you. And believe just like a lamb. Take my heart and tell me, baby, that I have your beloved man now. Will you move?
Dollars, it was 1967, and up for you right now is yet another great Latin rock group from Fresno. They toured with all the national acts of the day, and they appeared on TV shows such as Shindig, Where the Action Is, and Hellabaloo. They even were booked on the Ed Sullivan Show. Up for you right now, another great sound from Fresno, Jim DeVal and the Gauchos.
She's my mashed potato, baby. Little Latin Lou Bella.
track, man. Another great group based out of the Fresno area. The group was fronted by Jim DeVal, a great singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, and also a dear friend.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Welcome back, Garage Rockheads, and as I always say, this is one of my favorite times of the show, where I'm able to talk with and interview some of these great architects of rock and roll music out of the 60s and early 70s. On the line today, we have Jeff Anderson. He's a singer, a songwriter, and vocalist, and was one of the co-founders, along with his brother Craig Anderson, of a group based out of Kingsburg called the Sedate Sunshine Colony. And wow, what a tremendous group these guys were. Now let's continue with the interview as we hear Jeff talk about some of the national groups that influenced the sound of the SSC. So Jeff, take it away, baby.
To answer that question, Craig and I spent a lot of hours buying albums that we had no idea who they were. We liked the album cover and thought, oh, I bet you they're going to be cool, you know, and so we would kind of pick our way through these things. And there were certain groups, a lot of them came from England, that we were very much influenced. The Yardbirds was one that we were influenced by, certainly the Beatles in many ways. The Birds, I already mentioned, you know, Buffalo, Springfield. There were some local groups that I really enjoyed. The Roadrunners out of Fresno, got to see them a few times. One group we got to know quite well because they were in the neighboring town of Dinuba. They were the Accents. And one time the two of us, our two bands, rented a hall. This is back in the old days. You could rent a music hall, pay for some security, and then charge admission and see if you could fill the place up. And we played with the Accents, and it just really blew me away with how polished they were. They were truly a fine group.
Well, Jeff, I really agree with you, man. These guys were an extremely professional-sounding group. I know back in the day, I remember hearing about them, but because we were on the road, I didn't have a chance to ever catch their act. Then someone forwarded to me 12 of their tracks that was recorded at the Rainbow Ballroom. And wow, what blew me away about these guys were the arrangements of their songs, how professional they were. And once again, for all you garage rock heads out there, this is another one of these bands we're talking about from the San Joaquin Valley. And there were many of them of the same caliber.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had a career that went on for a while. I mean, they had a gig that lasted, I can't remember if it was several weeks or whatever, but at Disneyland. And you had to be, you were inspected pretty carefully to be able to play at Disneyland. They have a lot of checks and balances on who they bring
in. Yes. Oh, you are so right. And once again, all you garage rock heads out there, the name of the group that Jeff and I are talking about, they were called the Accents. And they were based out of Dinuba, California. And Jeff, since we're talking about some of these valley groups, I want to ask you if you could talk a little bit about some of the other groups around your area, such as Jim K and the Vibradors, and also 12 Miles Out.
And I remember seeing them early on. They played at a high school dance for us, and they were all local Kingsburg people, I think. And I loved it because all of they were in suits, matching suits, and they all had the same color of guitars. And I mean, you know, they had special lighting, and it was like so professional compared to what I'd seen before.
That is good. How about to see 12 Miles Out? I think that is the other group from your area.
Oh, you're right. Yes. That was really a fun group to see. And I know it evolved a lot over the years. And, you know, Jerry was the drummer and kind of the leader of the group. And I know you played on your show a couple of their songs that were later in their career, and it was just fantastic stuff. It was amazing. So I like those guys a lot, too.
And once again, Garage Rock Heads, the groups that Jeff are talking about, are based out of Kingsburg, California. The first was Jim K and the Vibradors. and the second group was called 12 Miles Out. An interesting story that Jerry Sattenberg, the leader of the group, shared with me was that 12 Miles Out realized that their chances of ever making it on the national scene as a top act were very slim. So they decided to become a cover band, but they wanted to become the best cover band that they ever could. And wow, they were a tremendous act. I know some of their arrangements to some of Chicago's songs was just unbelievable. Once again, two more great groups from the San Joaquin Valley.
Right, and he brought in some people who could really sing. I don't know their names, but boy, they were very, very good.
From these two great Valley bands, let's go back to another great Valley band, Jeff, and that's the one whom you were a member of, the Sedate Sunshine Colony. And I'd like to ask you right now if you could share with the listeners, tell us a little bit about the making and recording of the Coming Home album.
Well, that's a good question. It was a project that really didn't occur until 2009 is when we started to put the idea together. We had played in 2004 a reunion concert that was very well received, and all of us really enjoyed doing it. And so I took the springboard for that to try to convince them all that we needed to go in the studio and record all original music on an album. It took a few years, but finally everybody was on board. It was a real tough choice to decide which songs we were going to put on the album. We ended up with 15 songs. Many of them were written by my brother Craig in the late 60s and early 70s. So some of them have the old feel of that music from that time. Particularly, let's see, the one that was, it's called Lady of Strange Things, which is...
I recall that,
it was kind of out there. But Woody Bell wrote three of the songs, and then I wrote two of them. And we spent 2 years in a studio in Kingsburg called the Dragon Studios. And then the other half of the time we spent in my brother Craig's recording studio at his house. And Craig did all of the engineering, the mixing, mastering, you know, all of it. And in fact, adding additional parts to it to give it a little more fullness. So he was really, really involved in all of that.
Well, it's a wonderful album. I love the arrangements, but especially the vocals.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
All of you Donalds have been listening to an interview with Jeff Anderson. He, along with his brother Craig Anderson, were the founding members of a great Kingsburg folkadelic rock group called the Sedate Sunshine Colony. Up for you right now, an original track by the SSC.
coming home. I keep coming home to you. I keep coming home. I keep coming home to you.
Oh, yeah. What a sound. And this is yet another group that played in the Fresno area. The Sedate Sunshine Colony.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
This is Tommy from Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hey, baby. Nothing shaking here but the leaves on the tree. What you got for me?
You are the best. You belong in Brooklyn, man. You are the best.
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye.
Hey, Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We really do appreciate it. And someone told me that you used to live on the West Coast before moving back to Brooklyn. Well, we hope you're enjoying this trip down memory lane of some of these great groups from the San Joaquin Valley. They were based out of cities from Sacramento to Bakersfield. And for you right now, Tommy, we're going to travel southward from Fresno to Tulare, California. That's where this performer called home. Here she is, none other than April Silva, being backed by the Brimmers. To Larry's own April Silva.
Oh my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Not with your bad self.
Let's start the party.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies, those rotten forgotten, those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Iceman, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite oldies and lay it on me right now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. Now, we hope all you darlings are enjoying some of these great garage rock unknowns from the San Joaquin Valley. Right now, we're going to stay in the city of Tulare. The year was 1966. This was a great group that came out of there. And man, they had many original songs. This track was written by Gary Hall. The group was fronted by Gary Hall. Here they are, Tulare's own, The Prodigal.
Make my
reality. Need your help, so understand. Talk to me, take my hand. I'm a man, can you see? If I fall, please help me. I'm a man, can't you see? Help me back to reality. Individuality, got to make it reality. Blow your mind, scream and shout. Be yourself, don't fake it out. I'll find a way to be like me and make my life a reality. I need your help, so understand. Talk to me, take my hand. I'm a man, can you see? If I fall, please help me. I'm a man, can't you see? Help me back to reality.
Out of 1966, Tulare's The Prodigal.
Is another radio classic from the 60s.
Iceland! Iceland!
Hello, this is Jato's River Chicken Palace. What you want?
Well, this is Iggy Perez calling, San Joaquin Valley musician, and used to play with the Prodigal. Also, the Charades had several recordings out, played with them for a few years. But I also enjoyed another group out of the Valley called the Brimmers. And there's a song called that I would like to request. It's called I Want to Tell You. Do you have that available?
Good song, man. We'll pull that out and play it for you.
Bye!
1966.
You asked for it, Iggy, so here it is. A garage rock band based out of Lemoore, California. The year 1966. The place, Harmony Studios in L.A. The Brimmers.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You treated me bad. Treated me bad.
This is a track that we recorded way back in the day. The year 1966, LA, California. With Kenny Sinner on guitar and keyboards, Billy the Iceman Brumley on bass, Jimmy Snuggle Malik on lead guitar, and yours truly on percussion. The Brimmers for you.
You know who it is.
I love you guys.
Now your radio's up.
You guys are so awesome.
They play a nice variety of music.
I love the music they play.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for doing this show,
Nikki. A lot of big air hugs and to all you darlings out there. We really do appreciate it. And if you want to hear a record, you get a hold of us right here at this station, man. And the Iceman will go out dumpster diving and he'll find that record and then we'll spin it for you.
Get naked, baby.
Oh! Once again, thanks for calling in, guys. We really do appreciate it, man. And from the Bremers, we're going to travel back to Tulare. Wow, what a group this was. They were fronted by some good friends of mine, Ray Baradet and Syl Grisby. Now, really dig on this cover of theirs of Last Dance. The Fabulous Charades for you.
My last chance, romance tonight. I need you by me, beside me, to guide me.
Tulare, California, the tremendous sounds of the Charades, featuring that wonderful warm voice of Miss Sally Hamilton.
Legendary songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Come round, get around, I get around. They say the neon lights are bright.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Live here.
That's right, Don. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right here with Dickie Lee, the Iceman. Now cue it up, Iceman. What you got for us? Now come on, Iceman. Let's go outside, baby, and jump in that Batmobile. We're going to travel southward for about 40 minutes to a city called Bakersfield, California. That's where this next group called home, and what a group they were. They had many hits during the 1960s. This was one of their biggest ones. Written by Steve Lynn and Dugan Turner. A wee bit of I'm Going For You, the Donnybrooks.
Never be someone who knows something that I don't know. I know that I'm going to lose my mind if you do all the things I'm telling. I'm going for you.
I think that I am going, I'm going to you.
Control. That's right, Crouch Rock heads. This show is officially out of control, man. And don't blame it on me. It's the Iceman's fault. Now cue it up, baby. What you got for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
Remember 63? It was a very good year.
Well, dollars, we're getting that Ohio sign from Luther once again. And it's time for Dickie and the Iceman to go outside, jump in that 55, and boogie. Now, our going home song for today is from another group out of Bakersfield. Wow, what a tremendous vocal act they were. This is one of their big hits out of 1963. They were called the Revlons. Now, don't you dollars forget to come on in here next week for a brand new show. We'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and have more giggles and tickles for you. But most important, we'll put some smiles on your ears. Until then, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!